This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Prisca?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with Dad.
From PGA to NCAA. And now...
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Welcome back to our number two of On the Tee Florida, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the superior light beer, proud sponsor of all things golf at Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse. And of course, On the Tee Florida, it's only worth it if you enjoy it, and that is Michelob Ultra. A nice big vodka. Be sure to grab a Champa Bay. You're down here watching your favorite college team. You're watching the MLB playoffs, World Series right around the corner, and of course, Monday Night Football, and we have the ticket and all the games, of course, each and every Sunday down here with over 100 televisions and the two golf simulators as well. And it was great to have those guys from Clinton Central, class of 75, class reunion.
What a great group of guys. I mean, love the game, love each other.
48 years consecutive.
Well, yeah, that's impressive.
I mean, that's unbelievable, actually.
I would think so. I mean, to make way for that, to organize and get that many people on the same page at the same time, that's incredible.
Do you figure wives are pissed off every year, or they're ecstatic? Well, as they get older, they're glad they leave.
Absolutely.
When they were younger?
I mean, with the family situation, obviously he mentioned that he had to miss a few when his kids were going up through college and everything like that. But, yeah, earlier in their career, I'm sure it was a harder sell because it was a time away from the family.
You're going on that golf trip again this year?
Exactly. Yeah. And not realizing, you know, the importance of it and the prioritization of it in their world. And it's to the women, you know, I'm sure – we've all, as men, have gone through that before. It's something.
Well, you know, Mike, Bill and I can attest to this. You know what PJ stands for? Pro Gone Again. So we're used to that. So I think that maybe what we can do at the first 19th Hole Clubhouse with our simulators is we can have the Great American High School Reunion Golf Tournament. And if you want to get a group of guys together or gals and come on down to Ferg's and come to the simulator and have a high school golf reunion right there on the spot. I think that's a big ticket item. Let's get our marketing department on that.
I like that idea. I actually like that idea a lot because you know the passion that these guys obviously have for golf, fellas, and then the camaraderie. But at their age, you're wondering who's not going to be there the next year. You start getting to that point.
You are that age, and I'm a little bit more north of you, so I agree with that.
I'm a good 30 years away, so I'm fine.
Not quite 30, but you're close. Not quite 30. Well, you look 30 younger than us, but not quite as close. But, yeah, that's the thing. And as he said, we're running out of time. That's how I look at it, you know. You're on the back nine, and it's time to enjoy life, and I'm going to go meet me at my pals, and I'll see you when I get back.
There you go. But might as well just dive in and go where they go.
Exactly. Well, as I said, we're brought to you each and every week here from Ice Pick Vodka, and I've got a couple new shows we just rolled out from Sea Dogs, and that it's Big Monday from 6 to 8 on Mondays down there. It's their burger night. Big O and the Axeman. They talk NFL, MLB, college football, all things sports. That is Alex Reba and Oscar Garner III. Alex is a Penn State graduate, and Big O is a Michigan State graduate. They talk a lot of Big Ten, but these two guys are financial analysts for Raymond James, and they do a superb job. And that's Big Monday, and it's on RadioSt.Pete.com. Just go to the Florida Sports Stream channel. And then noon to 2 each and every Friday now. I've got my youngsters, the guys that just graduated out of high school, and that is Joe Geiger and Gavin Van Dyke, and they're doing their own little two-hour show, and they talk high school, and they have a lot of fun with it, broadening our demographic. And we just discussed it yesterday, and we're going to roll out
real soon here. Yeah,
yeah, we're going to roll one out with Jeff Ward and his lovely bride. We got to come up with the name of it.
Yeah, we still have to come up with the name for the podcast, but we've been talking about it for years. It's just a great opportunity to get started now.
Well, why we're on that topic, let's talk a little bit about you know, stretching exercises. I worked on some today, but, you know, and we talked about Bill Butner yesterday. You know, he's got a hip injury. Some of the things that guys in our demographic, that demographic of guys that were here from New York, can do to stretch and stay fit so they can get out and enjoy the great game of golf.
Yeah, that's a big thing that we do in my business, especially working with my golf clients, my athletes, is the flexibility portion of it. Probably the number one question that I get asked by people who come on in for a consultation to talk about working with me in their golf game or tennis or whatever sport is the flexibility. Because as we get older, we just get tighter and tighter, less flexible. We're not using the muscles the same way we used to when we're younger. So, you know, getting the body in condition to play golf, even just like that warm up and the pre-game routine, and then pre-workout warm-ups, and then what flexibility do you really work on for the game of golf? And it all comes down to mostly is around the hips. You know, guys get so tight in the spine and the hips and the core, you know, that they just can't turn, they can't develop speed, they can't use the strength training that they've been doing to generate power and stuff. So hip flexibility, hip stretches, lower body, your hamstring flexibility, hamstring stretches, lower back stretches, and a lot of that leads to the injury resistance also. So if you're really tight and you go on out there and hit a hard swing on the first couple holes, and you know, you can pull muscles and do damage, and that puts you out of the game for weeks and months.
So I definitely, and that's what the beauty of the game of golf, you don't have to be an Adonis like yourself. You don't have to be in the weight room. A lot of these modern day athletes have, you know, you look at the Brooks Koepka, Tiger Woods, you know, these guys,
all these guys have got
Bryson DeChambeau. Yeah. These guys, you know, they look like they can play other sports.
But the funny part is you look at a guy like we were talking earlier about John Daly. You know, John Daly, the guy does not look like an athlete in any regards.
Really?
But the guy's flexibility is insane. You know, so that's just God-given. And also, he works on the flexibility all the time. And he's still working on the flexibility as he gets older. And he's still smashing the golf ball 300 yards.
How about on the seniors tour, Miguel Angel Jimenez? You've seen his flexibility, the crazy Spaniard.
Yeah, we discussed that before. That little warm-up routine he has is something to behold.
Yep, and he's working. You watch him. He's doing his ankle rotations and his knee rotations and stretching the lower back. And again, that's the difference between what it was, you know, when we were in high school and college and today. Is like you guys remember before football games or before basketball games or whatever, everybody come out in the middle of the field and lays down on their back and starts doing passive stretching, you know, static stretching. Those days are all gone. It's all dynamic stretching, you know, working toward the movements of the golf swing and the joints involved. And then starting with a slow golf swing, and then start when they go to a full swing and hitting a couple 9-irons, and you know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes later, they're hitting a driver.
And Mike, in my defense, I mean, obviously the radio can't see me. I would look like this gentleman over here, but you know, they preferred you did not work out when you were playing golf at the high level.
Isn't that a great change in what we've seen in the last 25 years?
Because Gary Player was the only one that fitness was a big part. Everybody else was stay away from weights, stay away from lifting, stay away from everything.
And now there's a tour fitness trailer that travels.
And a lot of them should have stayed away from the buffet line.
Yeah, buffet line. There's a few other bars, too.
Exactly. Too. You know, some of my favorites, Fuzzy Zeller. You know, the Fuzz isn't exactly, he's still with us. He's not exactly the epitome. The Walrus, Craig Stadler.
And Doherty, I mean, the list goes on.
Darren Clark these days.
Heron.
Look at Colin Ball and Montgomery. I mean, look at the size of these guys. They can still get the ball around.
Yeah, they still have
it. Hey, Jeff, I wanted to ask you a question. Because what happens is, we have quite a few seniors that listen to our show across Florida. And one of the things is that as senior golfers, they do, you know, stretching is very important. Jack Nicklaus extended his career. He's pretty famous for, you know, extending his career because of flexibility. But, you know, a lot of times, and you look like a Greek god. So a lot of times when people would come to you looking like the endomorphs that we are, can you share a perspective with us? It's good to do something, but maybe the average person doesn't want to, you know, commit to 20 hours a week in the gym and stuff like that. Can you increase your flexibility just for a few minutes a day? Can you do that for the endomorphs out there that, you know, getting old and tight and stiff? All they want to do is play a little bit better golf, but they don't want to hit the gym.
That's the first problem is I keep talking about in the last couple of years, do I want to be a bodybuilder who plays golf or do I want to be a golfer who lifts weights? And I keep failing at that equation because I keep going hitting the gym too hard. You know, say the big guys like me, I could hit the ball. I hit the ball a lot further when I weigh 225 pounds than I do at 245 or 250. But yeah, like the endomorphs or the bigger guys and stuff. Absolutely. I tell them, have a 15-minute dedicated morning stretching routine. You know, that's go on out, do your walk, do your cardio, get the heart rate going, get the body temperature up, and then come on back and stretch for 15 minutes. And you say, is 15 minutes enough? Well, 15 minutes is enough, but you've got to supplement it through the day with, you know, leaning into a door jamb and stretching your shoulder at this point, throwing your foot up on the back of a chair, up on the edge of the desk and stretching your hamstrings there. It's just got to become kind of like part of your daily routine that you don't even think about. It just becomes subconscious. And when you're standing there talking on the phone, making a phone call, stretch. You know, reach back and stretch your calves a little bit, stretch your hamstrings a little bit, stretch your arms and shoulders a little bit, stretch your back a little bit. And if it becomes just part of your daily routine, and again, I've got everybody doing some strength training, and you're supposed to do 45 or 60 seconds of rest between sets. Well, what's the best thing to do in that 45 to 60 seconds? Go get a drink of water, come on back, stretch for 30 seconds, and then do your next set. So if you make stretching part of that daily routine, make it more subconscious, then it's easy to get an hour of stretching in a day. You don't even think about it. But really that 15-minute
stretch moving around than it is to sit there and, you know, be in pain and do a lot of static stretching.
But the reality of it is dynamic stretching. The best dynamic stretching there is for the game of golf is swinging a golf club. So, you know, if you've got a wedge that sits behind your desk at your office and you got a ceiling height that's enough to swing a short golf club.
Thanks for that little tip. I can see me knocking out some windows upstairs and saying, this is what Jeff told me to do.
Yeah, if you got one of the little short golf clubs with little weighted heads on it, you know, that just gives you a feel and an indication of that swing. You know, there's no better, you know, when you watch the sport-specific warm-ups for a football player, the sport-specific warm-up for a baseball player, it's mimicking the sport. So the best thing you can do is, so now you look at guys like Vijay Singh and stuff like that, or, you know, famous for the massive numbers of golf balls and the fitness routine and stuff too. And I love watching, we went down and watched the Father-Son Challenge years ago out in Orlando. And he was sitting there with his son and they were waiting on a short par four for the green to clear. And the guy that they were playing with, the amateur that they're playing with at the time, was a left-handed golfer. And, you know, he was talking about how Vijay had a distinct advantage on that hole because there was a, you know, tree, you know, short left to the green. So he couldn't hit a power draw in there, you know, knock it on the green because he was left-handed. And Vijay laughed and reached over and grabbed his driver and hit a 310-yard fade left-handed.
Left-handed?
And landed it on the damn green for... He missed the eagle putt, but he made the birdie.
Don't look at me.
Is there many ambidextrous golfers out there?
There are a few, but...
That's the first time I've ever heard that.
That's a part of it, is these guys these days have got left-handed weighted clubs, and they're swinging it, you know, 50 or 60 times right-handed, which is their normal side to play from. But then they'll also turn around and swing it 10 or 15 times left-handed. You know, because you don't want to have muscle imbalances, you don't want to have flexibility imbalances. So a lot of it, a good thing to do stretching is literally take 10 swings right-handed, switch your grip around, take swings 10 left-handed, and that's going to lead to injury prevention as much as anything else. And you'll find that you can actually hit golf balls left-handed pretty decently after you do for a little while.
And you know, that's
great advice, actually. You know, and I think that when you start looking at the average golfer, somebody that, you know, if you just do a little bit, it can go a long way, won't it?
Yeah, and the average golfer would do so much better if they just went out and hit a half a dozen balls before they teed it up on the first tee. But again, that dynamic flexibility routine, you know, they come out there in the first tee and they're all hyped up and go try and knock it down their fairway as far as they possibly can. And what does it do? It ends up in the water, right, or it ends up in somebody's backyard. And a lot of that's just because they haven't warmed up and the body remembers that full swing speed and they're trying to do the full swing speed. It's not capable of doing it just because you don't have the flexibility in the back and the shoulders and legs and stuff. And that's the best time to hurt yourself, too, is on the first tee box.
You're listening.
Well, you know what? We're looking forward to the Florida Sports Stream and getting that on there. I think that'd be a great help to all of our listeners out there to listen to some of this information because that probably does the best for you, learning how to stretch, be more flexible than buying the latest driver or the latest wedge or, you know, those kind of things. It's about stretching and flexibility.
Yeah, you went out and spent $600 on a new driver, and you might hit it 2 yards further than your old driver. But if you invest in a flexibility routine, a stretching routine, a strength training routine, now you're hitting every club in the bag 10 yards further. So you don't need a new driver if you can actually generate more speed with every club in the bag.
Well, you know, I have learned so much just in the last 24 hours that was ingrained in us for decades. You know, stretch before I do an event. And when did this science change so dramatically in the last 15, 20 years?
It's been 20 years probably since the.
I'm still like an idiot doing the same thing, stretching before I, you know, do something. But again, it makes sense just to lightly break a sweat and then pursue
your. And that's the difference between dynamic stretching and static stretching. So before you go play golf, before you do an event, before you go work out, you need to dynamically stretch, move the joints through the range of motion slowly back and forth and develop it. Then once the muscle's already warmed up, once the muscle's already tired, especially tired and warmed up, that's the time to go do your passive stretching, your static stretching, where you're holding the stretch for 15 seconds, relax a little bit, hold the stretch for 15 seconds. Then we get into all the stuff where you're passive assistive stretching, where you're working with a trainer. And you see the guys on tour, and after their warm-up, after their workout, they're laying down on the floor. They got a trainer kneeling over the top of them and pushing on the back of their heel or pushing, pulling on their shoulders and stuff. So that's called PNF stretching, passive proprioceptive neuromuscular facilitation. It's, you know, big, giant word. But all it means is assisted stretching by a trainer. So, and you can take your body the whole next level, you know, with that. So, you know, that's some of the.
Well, unless you got my body. Well, he's Jeff Ward. You're going to hear him often, and we're going to launch a podcast for he and his wife, Lisa, correct? And we're looking forward to that on Florida Sports Stream as well, with all these golf tips and flexibility. And for broken down old jocks like you and I, my friend.
I was going to introduce Kerry. I mean, go ahead. I was going to say, I was going to bring him up to date. Yeah, and what we're trying to do is we're trying to transition that body to that body.
he's pointing at me, and that's not the case, folks.
I don't know who this gentleman is to my left. I just got here. I was down.
Jeff Ward.
Yeah, Jeff Kerry Ward.
Kerry McNally.
What a beautiful man. What a really good looking guy.
Well, I'm muting your mic right now.
Physique. I mean, John Rieger, you can't see this gentleman, but he's chiseled out of granite.
He's met him.
Well, you know, Kerry, actually, I had the pleasure of meeting him when I came down my first time to experience first 19th hole clubhouse. So I looked Jeff up on the social media, and he is absolutely ripped. He looks like Rickard did in 76. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Just focus on my fitness content and my social media. The rest of it's a little bit off.
I actually, as a radio guy and TV guy, I'm impressed with the voice, frankly.
I definitely have a face for radio.
But I'm telling you, you'd be impressed with his 285-yard drives here on the simulators. I'm a little concerned because I know how much these screens cost. But he's put a few indentations on both of them. I'll just
say give him the wiffle balls, Mike. Give him the wiffle balls.
Yeah, I'll get you the wiffle balls. Now I will introduce, he is our resident videographer, comedy promoter, comedian. He's Kerry McNally, Feather Sound Country Club marketing guru these days.
Yes.
And kind enough to stop in the last half hour of the show. And we might as well get right into it because I kind of teased it already. You got some breaking news for us.
Yeah, we do have some breaking news. As everybody knows, Feather Sound Country Club has been around for a long time now. And they put a lot of money, over $10 million into the golf course. It is a phenomenal track now. And it has become one of the premier golf country clubs that's out there. But we also have the 9 Hartrue tennis courts as well, the clay tennis courts. We have a great tennis program. And one of the things that we talked about doing is creating something where we could really allow people in the neighborhood or in the Tampa Bay area to come and experience the Feather Sound Country Club. So we just launched this yesterday, and it's going to be called Member for a Month. And so if you're interested in coming down, you'll be able
to. I'm trading mine out for advertising.
There you go. You'll be able to come in with just basically a credit card, your driver's license. There's no initiation.
I don't have a driver's license.
Yes, you do. There's no initiation.
Just testing if it's open to the public.
we'll make an exemption for you. But, so there's no initiation fee. There are no minimums. You just pay as you go. You can enjoy the restaurant, the soundbar restaurants. You can enjoy the pool. And then after the month, if you'd like to upgrade to a golf, tennis, executive, or a social membership, you can do that. And we're really excited about it. It's a great opportunity. Obviously, there's 168 acres back there. It's a gorgeous piece of property. The clubhouse is stunning. The pool is very, very cool. And so, yeah, check us out at fscc.club. That's fscc.club. And just call that number and say, hey, I want to be a member for a month and come down and hang out. And if you are an avid golfer, you can reach out to me and I'll see if I can't get you out there as one of my guests, because I'm allowed to have guests. If you're serious about playing golf and you're serious about becoming a member of the country club. And then I also want to talk about Folds of Honor.
Yep.
Everybody's very familiar with Folds of Honor, and it looks like we're going to hopefully do something in March at Feather Sound Country Club. But more details to come on that. And then the other thing that we are doing, and John, if you want to jump in here, is that we are going to be officially hosting the Super Bowl of Golf Tampa Bay Chapter event at Feather Sound Country Club that Mr. John Rieger will be running. And we are honored to be working with John and lots of exciting folks.
I love that event. I've been at the last several years.
Yeah, so we're going to have that this year. And, you know, John's going to run that. And we can expect a lot of Hall of Famers. We're going to have a big media day in November that I would like the golf show to be at, if we can do that.
We're on board with the NFL. I'm actually a what am I, John? I guess I'm a...
Well, actually, just to chime in there, and like Gary, this is fantastic news. I didn't know it until you just said it, so we are ecstatic. My dad played in the NFL for 12 years. He was an all-pro linebacker in the 50s and 60s, and earlier in the broadcast with Michael Furr, we were talking about Don Meredith and Bart Starr and all those guys, and that was my dad's heyday. But in 1980, we founded the NFL Alumni Chapter in Tampa. There's about 32 chapters around the country of the NFL alumni, and every year we have a golf tournament, and each chapter has a qualifier, and the winner of that goes to the Super Bowl of Golf, which is probably one of the best events you could ever play in, and I've had the great privilege of actually winning one of the chapter events and playing in the Super Bowl of Golf, and this year we're really excited to be coming to Feather Sound. Dexter Jackson is our honorary chairman, and he is going to be recruiting all the top players. And so far, we've gotten verbal commitments from Rondé Barber, the recent Hall of Famer. Derrick Brooks is in the NFL Hall of Fame from the Bucks, and there's also a variety of others that will probably show up, like Tony Dungy and John Gruden and a lot of the NFL alumni Buccaneer players. And we raise money for caring for kids. We raise money for local charities. Plus, we're also involved with Women of Color Golf, which... is an outstanding organization that won the PGA Tour's Charity of the Year. So with that, we are just so excited, Terry, and we're so excited with this partnership with Feather Sound, and we're really looking forward to the big media day in November and working with y'all, and probably, in my opinion, I've been involved with this organization for, 40 years, and I think this is going to be the biggest and best Super Bowl of golf we've ever had at Feather Sound.
You know, and I talked to Barry Smith, and he's ecstatic about it. When you get the godfather of the area on board, and another thing that's really cool is you get the Tampa Bay Buccaneer alumni cheerleaders out there as well.
And, well, Mike, I got to say this. Mike, you know how I feel about you, and everybody feels about you, but you really are responsible for making this happen because you invited me to be a part of this team, and I'm honored. You know, I do everything I possibly can to get here on Thursdays. I can't always be here for the full 2 hours, but the idea of you asking me to be a part of this show, and then I get to meet John and Bill and, you know, Tom Gribben and all these people and be able to put this thing together. You're the hub of this whole wheel, and you keep this thing going, Mike, so you deserve a lot of credit for...
Well, thank you very much, but I don't deserve it. I got a great team of people around me. But I tell you what we are going to do, John Rieger. We are going to bring out the entire team and set up, as we talk about, with our master plan, with our young... our young team, as well as the entertainment team, will all be out there. We'll make a party of it.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun.
And you're going to love it, Kerry. It's a superb event. You're used to great events. In fact, let's do another plug for your trip to Pebble Beach this year.
Oh, yeah. So the Legends Invitational at Pebble Beach is an annual golf tournament that is now going to be celebrating its 33rd year, which is crazy. I always think of Larry Bird when I see that, think of that number. But, yeah, yeah. The Legends Invitational, it's about NFL greats. You'll see Jerry Rice. You'll see all kinds of.
He's a nice tick.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a really good golfer for sure. And what it does is it raises money for the Navy SEAL Museum over in Vero Beach in that Fort Pierce area, where Navy SEALs were basically invented as frogmen as they got ready for the Normandy invasion in World War II in Fort Pierce. And so the Navy SEAL Museum has four separate 501Cs for scholarships. For they have a canine program, and they have a home that you know, special operators can stay in with their families free of charge, and so on and so on. And so this is going to be my ninth year being a part of all of that, and it's a really special event. Thursday night, they parachute, the SEALs parachute onto the first fairway of the links at Spanish Bay. Friday morning, it is the links at Spanish Bay, and then Saturday it's Spyglass, and then obviously on Sunday it's Pebble, and then we have awards at the Yacht Club that night. Right there, we take over the whole yacht club, and it's a great opportunity to say thank you for all these incredible Navy SEALs and all the sacrifices they have, and their families. By the way, their wives are there as well, and it's coming up. It's always Veterans Weekend, so it's going to be 9, 10, 11, and 12 of November. And I just got my airline ticket the other day. I'm completely stoked and honored to be a part of it.
And we're going to have live reports from there,
yeah,
right?
Yep. Yeah. In fact, one of our sponsors is Bushnell, you know, the laser,
absolutely,
the laser finder. And so I wrote a commercial for Bushnell that involves Navy SEALs, and we used the director of golf, John Murnau, at the Feather Sound, and we shot it at Feather Sound Country Club. And I'm going to give that to you, Mike, to post on our website.
So cool.
It's the rough cut of it. But it came out really, really well. I finished it this afternoon.
You know, I never need one of those range finders for some reason. I can always see my ball.
Yeah.
It's right out there.
Right.
Yeah, the range finder's
gone. Hey, let me chime in on this, because I've actually seen both clips that Carrie posted on Vimeo. I had the great pleasure of doing it. We're gonna go ahead and get that on the tfloridagolf.com. That's our website out there. And what a great commercial from Bushnell, Kerry. I didn't know that you were the producer of that. And I can tell you that that commercial is absolutely fantastic. But, you know, Kerry sometimes needs to toot his horn a little bit, an Emmy Award winner. And the things that you do with the videos and the films and things like that. But the Legends Invitational out there, and then the Navy SEALs project that's out in San Diego, when you watch these videos, you'll get the whole story. And we're so excited that you're part of our show, and we're also excited that you're going to be out there. And I can tell you, for our listeners out there, we'll have this up probably tomorrow on our website on the tfloridagolf.com with the Bushnell commercial and the Navy SEALs Museum commercial.
Oh, thanks, John. I appreciate that. That means the world to me.
Well, gentlemen, now that we've got done patting everybody on the back, should we talk some serious golf again?
Let's do it, Bill.
Okay, let's hear it. I want to hear it.
Well, that's John Rager's job.
Lexi's two over, though. That's not a good news for her.
Oh, God. Oh. How many?
Through seven.
Okay.
Well, she was, you know, you talked about her last week. She was even through five, and yep. At one time, she birdied the first hole, so that would be a great story.
She had, and she made double on seven, so she's now two over, and she's trying to become, the first female to make a cut on the PGA.
That's what I'm looking for.
Did you check into Michelle Wee?
Michelle Wee did not make the cut.
She was close, I believe.
I think she came within one.
And she shot a 68 or 69 or something like that and didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
Annika so did not make insane. The cut. When she played,
and these are the greats of the game. Do they get to go to they play from the same tips as the pros?
Same.
Yeah, and here's a question for you guys out there. Michelle Wee was long. I get that. Is she? Do you think Lexi is longer than Michelle Wee?
No,
absolutely. I think she is, because I've played golf with her. I've seen her play. I tell you what, she is very, very long out there. And it was interesting today on the. On social media, Twitter had a great deal. If you just put hashtag Lexi in there, it has a picture of her, not a picture, but a film of her, next to Babes Zaharias and swinging a golf club. And both of those players exhibit a lot of power, and she's got a powerful swing. She can keep it at the same length as the men. I think that one of the challenges she always has is that you know, the men hit it maybe 20, 30 yards, a little further off the tee. So she's going to be more of a mid to lower iron, and the tour pros, you know, there's going to be a lot of wedge play out there. But definitely she can hold her own out there as far as length. But the challenge you have, just like anything else between women's golf and men's golf, is the men are just a little bit longer, a little bit stronger, and they have an advantage because they do bomb it off the tee a little further. But she hits it further than just about any male professional out there, other than, you know, if you're not on the PGA Tour.
And I stand corrected here. Babe Zaharias did make the cut in 1945.
Ooh. Please bring accurate information to this show. Come on, man.
Hey, listen. No, that I'm not a hack.
I surround myself with you pros for a reason, and you dropped the ball on me.
No. Self-correcting is the cornerstone of good journalism.
Holy.
Wow. Thank you, Kerry.
Holy cripes. I almost dropped an S-bomb here. Hey, by the way, you're listening to On the Tee Florida, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka, Fred Forsley and the gang, and, of course, Sea Dogs Brewery. They're serving breakfast daily, and I like to get over there a couple times a week. I still owe you a breakfast over there, Bill Butner. And, of course, Charlie Brake. I've taken care of you before, but you're more than welcome anytime that okay. I'm going to come up on that.
Great breakfast. Sea Dog is that's an incredible restaurant.
Absolute kick butt breakfast.
Perfect in the perfect spot.
It certainly is. And then, of course, that's Charlie Brakeiron, a good buddy. We're going to be putting a golf tournament on, and we may be able to examine Feather Sound in 2025. 2024, great. We'll be doing.
Okay.
We've already got the Bardmore book, but that's John Rager's job, and we'll make Feather Sound the stop off point for tournaments if there's an opening.
That's the idea.
And we bring out the entertainment squad. Me, the hack, head of the Hack Nation, and then the pros, the beautiful young ladies, Patty, the cart girl. I know you're sad because she's not bringing you cocktails
here
today.
I'm noticing that we still have water here, but
I'm noticing that you're kind of whining because Patty, the cart girl. Yeah, look at these two guys. They're looking at me like you're schlub. You got ice water in front of us. Well, the bar's not open. I'm not running all the way down the stairs with my old carcass. And and Patty, the cart girl.
Where is she? I miss her.
We love her.
That's why I lie to you. I lie to you every week. Is Patty going to be there?
Hey, well, Mike, you know what? This is a great opportunity to talk about Ice Pick Vodka, because that's what it's all about. We're in the Ice Pick Vodka on the Tee Florida Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios. So, you know, kudos to Ice Pick. You know, in fact, earlier in the broadcast, you know, we're talking to Jeff about John Daly, and he was saying what John Daly actually works on flexibility. A lot of times when you look at the Instagram, you look at the social media, you see John Daly looks like he warms up with a cigarette and an Ice Pick vodka, but they don't see what's going on behind the scenes there. And thank you, Ice Pick Vodka. I can attest that it is probably one of the best vodkas out there that you can possibly get involved with. And I'm looking forward to my next trip down there so I can get the blue Ice Pick vodka drink that Patty invented.
Hey, I got a new sponsor is going to be coming on board. I got to bring this up. It's kind of like that little triangle down there, Sunset Beach, my neighborhood. It's called the Hippie Shack. Okay. It's where the old Sea Dogs was, not Sea Hags was.
Okay.
It's right across from Shrimpies, was a client of mine, and right across from Sea Dogs. And it's the Hippie Shack.
Okay.
Well, very small world. I'm reading it in the Catalyst. It's coming to, you know, it's coming to St. Pete, Treasure Island, and Roger French. This is one of my buddies from Iowa I haven't seen in years.
Has to be Iowa.
From the 90s.
Of course it has to be Iowa.
The Hippie Shack.
Cornball here.
So you guys are going to love this place.
Okay, good.
And I convinced him to make sure that he pours Ice Pick Vodka yesterday.
Good job.
I get down there, and I don't know what to expect. And they're going to have a soft opening. I'll be there tomorrow and just with some VIPs. But the whole theme is going to be 60s and 70s. He's going to have a DJ, bands. You've got – and of course, it's – the hippie shack and joint. Okay. And so they're really going to have an emphasis on joints, and their wraps will look like maybe like marijuana. And
like their sandwiches.
Precisely.
Okay, I got you.
The whole theme is going to be hippies.
Wow.
And he said, people are going nuts. I'm going to do all the apparel for
this is great.
So you're taking out of your St. Pete Country Club outfit to go south here. We're not going to represent St. Pete Country Club during this event, right?
Oh, is that going to bother you? See, that's why I was a cart jockey, because of uppity attitude.
Well,
like
I think
this.
We should. I actually think we should see if we can get Ice Pick Vodka at Feather Sound Country Club. Let's do that.
Well, I'll get Zeke there and myself. Yeah. I'm kind of the unofficial representative.
Yeah, that's great.
And that's great.
Carrie's our food and beverage person. She'd love to meet you guys.
Perfect.
See if we can do it.
St. Pete Country Club. I'm hoping they're there.
Yeah,
they better be. I'll be over there talking to who's the GM now?
Joe is retiring as of next week, so they're hiring.
Joe's a great guy. All right, well, I'll get Ice Pick Vodka in there. Anyway, sorry we did a little business over the air here. But Hippie Shack, I'm telling you, folks, if you're from our demographic, you're
all right, where is
not.
It again now?
It's down across from Sea Dogs and Shrimpies, right on Blind Pass Road, Sunset Beach. The Gulf is a block away. My old shack is away.
Okay.
Right down there on the Intercoastal. And it's got a great location, and it's going to be a fun spot. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
60s, 70s. When you come in, you know, take a magic carpet ride.
Your tie dyes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tie dyes everywhere.
So, Mike, when you're sunning yourself out there, are you a one piece or two piece?
Well, I got rid of the banana hammock. And no. Hell no. Are you kidding me?
All right. Here's one of the funniest things I've ever heard about Speedos. I was on the beach in Fort Myers Beach with, at the time.
You had your Speedo on?
No. I was with my niece at the time.
Because I'm muting your mic if you did.
She was maybe like 6 or 7 years, maybe she was 5. And this guy probably is he's German or from Europe or whatever. Who cares?
He's
wearing the Speedo and he walks by. And my niece points right at him and goes, light bulb.
Oh my God! Well, my daughter, since we're really digressing, my daughter on Treasure Island years ago, and she's a little girl. My mom lived, and we came down from Iowa. I'm walking her out to the beach, and these two guys are laying next to each other, and they've got Speedos, and she goes, "Ooh, Daddy, they're wearing girls' bottoms."
There right, it is.
Keep moving.
Keep moving.
Well,
all right,
we've got to move. We got to take a hard break. We digress. We'll come back. We'll talk a little more golf. We'll talk.
Don't forget the John Rager report when we come back.
I know. I was just saying that before you interrupted me. John Rager report. LIV. We got to talk LIV. And
no, we're going to talk official world golf rankings. That's what we're going to talk
exactly.
about.
Okay. Yeah,
good.
And LIV not going to be participating. We'll be back on the T Florida, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, our 19th hole clubhouse studios.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th hole studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. What a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season. The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront. Ice Pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
Rowdy's fan. Your Tampa Bay Rowdies are back in the USL playoffs for a fifth consecutive season. Come cheer on the boys in green and gold on Saturday, October 21st in downtown St. Petersburg. Or just tickets today by calling 727-222-2000 or visiting www.rowdiesoccer.com.
Welcome back.
Join us October 21st as the Rowdies start their playoff quest to bring home a third championship trophy back to Tampa Bay. Come on, you.
Saw that spot you did. Fabulous for Bushnell. And then, of course, Jeff Ward in the house and John Rager up there and St. Augustine Beach. Now it's time for the John Rager Report.
Well, I want to give you the John Rager Report and preface this by the fact that the John Rager Report is part of On the Tee Florida Golf, and we're on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and we've expanded to a place called Mic'd Up Social, and On the Tee Florida, John Rager Report has morphed into also Hall of Fame conversations that you'll be able to find on Florida Sports Stream, where Barry Smith and I do interviews with Hall of Famers. We've had Fred Biletnikoff, Winston DeBose, we just heard the Rowdies commercial there, and we've got Wade Boggs coming up next week. And so if you go to Florida Sports Stream, you'll be able to do that. It's on the RadioStinkPete.com platform. So what I wanted to do today was talk a little bit about the official world golf rankings. And if you saw the news here recently, that the official world golf rankings just came out and excluded the LIV golf players again for 2024 for the official world golf rankings. And I'm just doing a little research here. You know, the world golf rankings to the average golfer out there is probably not that relevant, other than the fact it's very relevant to the world's best players because it determines who gets into all the golf's major championships. So the mission of the official world golf rankings is to administer and publish on a weekly basis a transparent, credible, and accurate ranking based on the relevant performances of players participating in male eligible golf tours worthwhile. So if you look at it from a standpoint that the world golf rankings do, they do have a significant impact in the world of golf. And you start looking at the people that are involved with it. You've got Augusta National Golf Club, Will Jones, Executive Director, PGA European Tour, Keith Pelley, PGA of America, Seth Waugh, Chief Executive Officer, PGA Tour, Jay Monahan, Commissioner, the RNA, Martin Slumbers, Chief Executive, USGA, Mike Wan, Chief Executive Officer, and International Federation of PGA Tours, Keith Waters. Those are the people that are on this board, and they're also headed up by Peter Dawson, and his initials afterwards says CBE, and I'm like, what is the CBE? Well, it looks like the Queen of England gives a designation to English people that are, for example, worth of a commander of the most excellent order of the British Empire. So all in all, when you start looking at the world golf rankings and you start looking at what it's all about, it's ironic. It's a closed shop. When you start talking about the world golf rankings, you start talking about who gets into the major championships. And recently, the Dunhill Cup was over at the Old Course over in St. Andrews, Scotland. Well, Matthew Fitzpatrick won that tournament, but it was shortened to 54 holes. So guess what? One of the reasons why the official world golf rankings does not recognize LIV Golf because they're 54-hole events, but yet that was shortened to 54 holes and everybody in the tournament got full world golf ranking points. So there's some hypocrisy in there, and Phil Mickelson got into a Twitter war with a variety of people out there. And one of the most interesting things was Trevor Immelman, who is a former Masters champion, got into a Twitter war with Phil Mickelson, and Trevor said, if I were going to start a pro golf tour and I decided I wanted my tour to have world ranking points available for the players, I'd probably at the outset make sure that my tour did whatever the world ranking organization required in order to comply. Now, interesting enough, Phil Mickelson responded, Trevor, LIV was never going to get points. Why? It's a monopoly run by all the governing bodies, referring to the OWGR. The PGA Tour TV contract is based on OWGR criteria for them to get all their money. They would lose leverage in negotiations if LIV got points. Last but not least, the tour has borrowed against the TV deal. If they don't hit their benchmarks and don't get all their TV money, they will have an immediate capital call. So very interesting where this, there's a lot of controversy out there. And so the average golfer out there looks at this like, this is inside baseball stuff. We don't care about that. But it does have a significant impact. It had a significant impact on the Ryder Cup. You know, perhaps maybe some more of those LIV golfers should have been on that Ryder Cup team. And all going down the road into the major championships in the future, it's going to be interesting to see where, you know, these LIV golfers are not included into the official world golf ranking, which is controlled by all the governing bodies of golf. So they're not going to let them in. So it's going to be interesting to see how that affects the contract that is being negotiated right now between the PGA Tour and the Saudi Arabia Investment Fund, who owns LIV Golf. So with that, that's a John Rager Report. We'll get your opinions in a moment here, but just on the tfloridagolf.com, you'll see the John Rager Report there. We try to post something interesting every week on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter, now called X. And with that, that's my report this week. So Bill, I'm going to start off with you. What do you think about this? Does it make a difference? Do you agree with the OWGR, or are you with LIV Golf, or what's your opinion?
Well, having seen the LIV Golf event, whatever, at Bedminster, I mean, they are serious golfers. It's serious golf courses. It's intense competition. Everything about it is golf. But on the other side, you have shotguns, 54 holes. It is not...
It's not apples and apples.
It's not apples and apples. It's another form of competition, another form of entertainment. And I don't know how they can compare...
XFL, NFL.
Right. It's not going to be...
Not as extreme.
It's not going to be able to compare to the PGA Tour, the European Tour, the Asian Tour, whatever. But, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how this all unfolds.
Hey, John.
Well, there is a tour from South America that's coming up
last night.
That next year they're going to go ahead and include them in their 54-hole tour. So it's going to be interesting to see how they balance that all out.
I had a thought last night watching, you know, the terrible unrest that's taking place in the Mideast right now. And, you know, with this, and an announcement just late last night is that Saudi Arabia had reached out to Iran, and for the first time in decades, they had a conversation that they're going to be in support together on behalf of the Palestinians. Now, I'm not going to go into any of the global issues there, but I can guarantee you that this will become an issue when LIV and the PGA are sitting down. We already had it, you know, with the 9/11 issue, and this will heighten that even more so. And that's just something I think that is on the forefront, unfortunately.
Well, you know, Mike, I agree with you on that. That's something that I've thought about. But there's also right now the fog of war that's going on out there right now, and it's going to be hard to say. I mean, in fact, I was thinking about that very same point that you just brought up this past weekend, where Qatar, who is the, you know, obviously the home of the Hamas leaders, had a big Grand Prix event. And so it's interesting, they just had that Grand Prix event this weekend as the war was unfolding. So, yeah, politics and golf really sucks. It's not really good to bring it in, but also now we've got a war that brings into it. And you're right, there's going to be a lot of angst and a lot of fog of war things going on when it comes to the politics between the PGA Tour and LIV Golf.
Well, let's lighten it up. We've got a comedian in the house. But
where?
But
where?
But we do? But,
we do?
Bill Buttner. Bill Buttner brought something. I want our audience to go to Club Pro Guy, right?
Club Pro Guy, absolutely.
Club Pro Guy. Have you seen any of his stuff?
No.
Oh, our audience, especially the hacks out there like myself, or anyone, Club Pro Guy, you got to go to Club Pro Guy and see his delivery. We're going to have to get you doing some stuff like this.
Okay.
So it's absolutely hilarious. Give just a little snapshot to our audience of how he broke down the Ryder Cup failure.
Oh, well, that was one of his things. He is obviously a podcast guru that has captured the imagination like Caddyshack has in movies. He has covered certain issues in the golf industry with Liv, with...
We got to get him on.
Oh, he's
phenomenal. We're just going to create our own club program.
Hey, everybody, I want to give you a little background on Club Pro Guy. He is actually maybe one of the funniest parody, fun accounts that you could possibly follow on social media. He's primarily on X, which was formerly Twitter. But he is, his let me give you his biography here. Mexican mini tour legend, head golf pro, Sagittarius, best-selling author, founder of the 747 swing pot system, and he's actually got it copyrighted. It's the most hilarious thing you've ever seen. And even today, he did a swing analysis between him and Roy McIlroy, and it's absolutely hilarious. And actually, most of the PGA Tour players follow him, some of them secretly, and I can tell you that it's the absolute funniest thing I've ever seen on the Internet.
Oh, good. All right. Well, love pro guy. Let's get him on there. Let's get him on the show.
We only got 5 minutes. But the gist of why there was failure, just a couple of things, is he said, well, number one, they brought the wives, right?
Oh, yeah. They
didn't get to go to the strip joints.
They didn't get to be the man's man.
Yeah, they didn't get to be the man's man. And that's some of the underlying problems on what took place in the Ryder Cup. So that just gives you a little snippet of the humor that this guy has. All right, Bill.
Well, let me give you an example of his humor real quick here. He also, I didn't include this in his biography, but it's the second hole foundation ambassador. So I'm looking at one of his posts. He says, the second hole foundation has proudly distributed over $1,400 in aid to divorced women over the last 60 days. And guess what? We're just getting started. To adopt a woman and lead, click the link. It's the most outrageous thing I've ever seen.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, well, that club bro guy, we're gonna effort him.
He tiptoes where the line is.
All right,
we're gonna say Kerry McNally finding him or Tom Ribbon.
So John, was that bio fictional or was that real?
No, this is actually this is a parody account, but he actually has built a multi-million dollar business. And he's got shirts out there and hats, Three Jack National. And if you go and you go to Club Pro Guy, it's called at Club Pro Guy, and you go to that on X, formerly Twitter, you'll see the Three Jack National. And he's actually got logoed golf bags and hats and this, that, and the other. And you look at the golf course, it's off one of the interstates somewhere in Texas, and it's an abandoned parking lot that they removed all the buildings.
And it's
Three Jack Nationals
of
the golf course.
All right, so John, let's see if we can get him at the Super Bowl of Golf to do some entertainment for us.
Well, the Super Bowl of Golf is going to be a first-class event. It's going to be a classy event there, Kerry. Now, we may need to get him at the On the Tee Florida annual golf tournament, wherever we're going to host that.
Nation Invitational.
Exactly. Perfect.
All right. Anybody in the closing statement there? Jeff Ward?
Jeff Ward. What an honor to meet you. Great to be back. And stay tuned. The international traveler, the international man of mystery, Tom Gribben, will be back next week, right, with stories?
Two more weeks.
And he sent some pictures. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. No, they look great.
And Bill Butner?
Yes, sir. I am actually going to travel with a girls' golf team this weekend. To Lake Jovita.
Well, good luck, Lady Tritons. Of course, he's assistant golf coach now. Well, no, you're an advisor. You step down as the head coach. Sounds cooler as an advisor.
Yeah.
You're a former. You built the program for 21 years, and now you're an advisor. John Rager, any last minute statement, my friend?
Well, just last minute statement. Go to onthetfloridagolf.com. We're going to start posting some of these videos from Kerry McNally and the John Rager Report, and we're also going to be linking into the Florida Sports Stream. And also, just a quick report from Wild Bill Galstereau, weather report. His son just shot 37 in a match, and the Ocala Eagles have won another match this year. They're 15-0 undefeated.
Bravo. From the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, I'm Mike Rickard for John Rager, Kerry McNally, Jeff Ward, Michael Furs, Sadie Shepkowski. She'll be on next week. Bill Butner, Joe Boudreaux, and Matt on the controls. Thanks for listening to On the Tee Florida. And as always, God bless you, God bless America, and remember to keep it in the short grass and hit them straight.